James Duane is an American law professor at the Regent University School of Law and a former criminal defense attorney. He is an expert on the Fifth Amendment. In criminal cases, the Fifth Amendment is an amendment in the U.S. Constitution that guarantees the right to a grand jury, forbids double jeopardy, and protects against self-incrimination. In his 2016 book, You Have the Right to Remain Innocent, Duane writes that he has spoken to thousands of high school and college students around the United States about the Fifth Amendment and the right to remain silent. During these lectures, Duane makes a point of asking how many people in the audience have a parent who is a police officer or a prosecutor. He then asks these students what their parents, who are police officers or prosecutors, tell them about the Fifth Amendment and what they should do if they are approached by a law enforcement officer. Duane says that these students always say the same thing. Welcome. My name is Lydia Riva. In my podcast, we discuss all aspects of the criminal justice system, from investigation to the courts to corrections, from the lens of the defense. In this episode, we will discuss why people do not exercise the right to a lawyer when they should. This is For the Accused. American law professor Duane writes that students whose parents are police officers or prosecutors say something like this about the Fifth Amendment. Years ago, my parents explained to me that if I were ever approached by a law enforcement officer, I was to call them immediately, and they made sure that I would never agree to talk to the police. In the introduction to his book on the Fifth Amendment, Duane writes, "Everyone who is privileged enough to know how the criminal justice system operates in America would never advise their loved ones to waive the right to remain silent in the face of a criminal investigation." Duane writes that in the U.S., if you are asked any question by a police officer that you realize is not in your best interest to answer, you should mention your Sixth Amendment right to a lawyer and tell the police that you want a lawyer. Duane says, be respectful and don't be rude. He reminds readers not to lie. Quote, "Even innocent people must be exceptionally cautious when dealing with police. Make sure they don't say anything that might later subject them to a charge of lying to the police." Duane says, be polite, but don't be so polite that your assertion of your right to speak with a lawyer is ambiguous. He says to use clear and direct language. The U.S. Supreme Court ruling in Miranda requires detainees to be advised that they have the right to remain silent, anything the person says will be used against that person in court, that they have the right to consult with an attorney and to have that attorney present during questioning, and that if they are indigent, an attorney will be provided at no cost to represent them. In their 2012 book, Confessions of Guilt, From Torture to Miranda and Beyond, George Thomas and Richard Leo write that a recent study showed that nearly 80% of suspects waive their Miranda rights. As a criminal defense lawyer practicing in Canada, I can say that an alarming number of people upon detention do not exercise the right to consult with a lawyer. In Canada, Section 10 of the Charter of Rights and Freedoms states, "Everyone has the right on arrest or detention, A, to be informed promptly of the reasons therefor, and B, to retain and instruct counsel without delay and to be informed of that right." The Supreme Court of Canada has recognized that Section 10B is aimed at providing the opportunity to obtain meaningful legal advice by imposing the following duties upon the police. 1. To immediately upon arrest or detention inform the detainee of his or her right to retain and instruct counsel without delay, and of the existence and availability of duty counsel and the legal aid plan. 2. To provide a reasonable opportunity to contact a lawyer if the detainee has elected to exercise the 10B right, except in urgent and dangerous circumstances. And 3. To cease questioning or attempting to obtain evidence from a detainee who has elected to exercise the 10B right until a reasonable opportunity to retain and instruct counsel had been provided, except in cases of urgency and danger. In Canada, Section 10B, unlike the Sixth Amendment in the U.S., has been interpreted to not include the right to have a lawyer present upon detention. American law professor Duane gives common sense examples where it is acceptable to briefly speak to police in the American context. Duane also gives the example of a traffic stop. In Canada, police are justified for failing to provide a Section 10B warning where a person is detained pursuant to a statutory provision that reasonably limits the right to counsel. For example, the Highway Traffic Act implicitly operates to limit a detainee's right to counsel during a brief HTA roadside detention. Why would someone elect not to exercise their right to counsel? Perhaps their 10B rights were violated. Maybe they were not properly advised of the right, they did not understand their right to a lawyer because of language barriers or because of their mental state, or they were not given an opportunity to consult with one. Assuming, however, the police advised them of the right to counsel, they understood they have the right, and they were given an opportunity to exercise that right, why would someone not elect their right to a lawyer? I'm going to explore 5 reasons why people don't call a lawyer when they should. Number 1, they think they don't need to call a lawyer because they are innocent. In his book about the Fifth Amendment, Duane writes that the Innocence Project has collected information that 25% of exonerees gave some sort of false confession or incriminating statement. In my last episode, I discussed the phenomenon of false confession. I also want to point out that according to the Innocence Project information, it is not just false confessions, but incriminating information that can lead to wrongful conviction. Number 2, they think calling a lawyer makes them look guilty. Calling a lawyer does not make you look guilty. It makes you look like a person who knows your rights. Number 3, they don't think they can afford one. It is now settled law that where police authorities advise a detainee of his or her right to counsel, they are constitutionally required to inform the detainee about legal aid and duty counsel services, which are in existence and available in the jurisdiction at the time of the accused's detention and that are necessary to ensure a detainee's access to counsel. This is why we need a robust and well-funded legal aid and duty counsel services. Many skilled and dedicated criminal defense lawyers in Ontario will take a legally aided case after arrest. Calling a lawyer to receive advice from the police station upon arrest can be the beginning of that solicitor-client relationship. Number 4, they don't trust lawyers. In a 2014 Princeton University study, Susan T. Fisk and Sidney Dupree studied the communicator credibility of scientists. The study found that scientists are in the same category as lawyers, chief executive officers, engineers, and accountants. The researchers called these the ambivalently perceived high competence, low warmth, envied professions. They earn respect, but not trust. Being seen as competent but cold might not seem problematic at first, but apparently communicator credibility requires not just status and expertise, in other words, competence, but also trustworthiness or warmth. People report that they envy these professions. These are mixed emotions that include both admiration and resentment towards these professions. So lawyer jokes aside, people perceive lawyers as being competent, but not trustworthy. Criminal lawyers who exclusively practice criminal law know the criminal justice system. Criminal defense lawyers protect and defend charter and constitutional rights. They understand what is at stake when a person is accused of a crime: freedom, employment, family, ability to travel, and immigration consequences. A person should never give up their right to counsel upon detention because of a general distrust of lawyers. Number 5, police discourage them from calling a lawyer. There might be subtle ways that police discourage a detainee from exercising their right to counsel. This is related to reasons 1 and 2. If you were innocent, you'd have nothing to hide. Oh, lawyering up, huh? That's interesting. Your lawyer's not the one in this situation. I see you've got 3 pages of convictions. What has your lawyer ever done for you? Police are trained in how to interrogate accused persons and to collect incriminating evidence. Remember what James Duane said about the advice police and prosecutors give to their own loved ones. Thank you for listening. Please listen to the next episode of my podcast and check out my website at rivalaw.ca. I'm Lydia Riva, and this is For the Accused.